Hey Gratitude Seeker, today we will explore the power of reversing the polarity of the questions that we ask ourselves. It may sound very theoretical, but trust me, it's very practical and very useful in our lives. For years, I've been asking myself this same question. Why am I so unhappy? I have this, I have that. I really shouldn't be unhappy. But I was, and the question that I asked myself led me to explore different teachings in spirituality, in self-development. I've studied quite a lot. I've studied NLP, I've studied emotional intelligence, even astrology. It helped me get to know myself better, get to know how we as human beings work. I found many reasons why I wasn't happy and why other people weren't happy. But the funny thing was that knowing that didn't make me happy. And it's a really weird trick of our brain to focus on this question. Why aren't things working? Why me? Why is he or she acting that way? And it can offer you perfectly good explanations, or you can explore this question quite a lot from a spiritual, from a psychological standpoint. But the tragedy behind the comedy is that this doesn't lead to happiness. So at one point I realized that I was asking the wrong question and the wrong questions. It's not about why am I so unhappy? It's about how can I get more happy? What can I do to make things better? What can I do to make myself happier? Or how can I become more happy? And the beautiful part is that our brain is a useful tool that actually helps us in the direction that we tell it to. It's a great servant, but sometimes we're lousy masters. So every time you catch yourself asking, why me? Why is this happening? Why am I so unhappy? Why aren't things going the way I hoped they would? Become aware of the question that you're asking and make the decision if you want to go on that path or if you want to choose another path with better questions that will lead to better results in your life. So for this particular situation, instead of asking why am I so unhappy, you can ask one or all of these five following questions. How can I become happier? What can I do to make myself happy? What am I grateful for? What's great in my life? Who can I call or meet to get happier? What makes me happy and I forgot to do in a while? I think you agree with me that these kinds of questions will definitely lead to really different results compared to the first question. In the following episodes, you will find one episode with 10 or 20 questions that you can ask yourself to get in a better mood, to find solutions better, and just to enjoy a better quality of life. I think they are very powerful, and they can definitely change the life experience that we have into a more joyful and happier experience of our day-to-day life. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you know someone that could benefit from this episode, I would really appreciate it if you would let that person know about it. And I wish you an amazing weekend, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.